Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 19th day of Adar Aleph, Tovshin Pepes. Masechta Peah, Perek Shavi, Mishnah Vav. The din of the fourth year's growth of a tree's fruit is mentioned in the Torah as being holy. Shana Harvis, in the fourth year, all the fruits should be Kodesh Hilulam Hashem. From here we learn that a fruit tree, in the fourth year since it's being planted, has a special kedusha, a special holiness. One can eat it, but one has to eat it in Yerushalayim, and eat it there, like your fruits of Maaseh Sheni. It can be redeemed, if it's too much to carry, exchange it for money, and then take that up to Yerushalayim. There is a machlokes as to whether this applies only to vines, or it applies generally to fruits. And the Mishnah, where the Rambam learns that it applies to all fruit trees. So sometimes we're going to see in our Mishnah, the Mishnah uses the word kerem revoi, which literally means the vines of the fourth year fruits, the fourth year of the vines. But if we're learning like that, like this opinion, like the Rambam Paskins, it actually is referring to any fruit tree, not just a vine. We're going to have a look at Machlokas here in our Mishnah between Beshame and Besilel. If the kerem revoi, if the fourth year's fruits are like Maaseh Sheni in completely or only in certain respects, by in respect of taking up Yerushalayim. Kerem revoi, the vine in the fourth year of its fruits, or as we said, this applies to all fruit trees in their fourth year. Beis Shammai Omrim Ein Lechoimesh. They say that if you want to redeem the fruits, to take the money, the value of it up to Yerushalayim instead of carrying all the fruits, you want to redeem it, then you don't have to add a fifth to the principal, as you do with the case of Maaseh Sheni. Ve'en lo beer. And also, it is not like Maaseh Sheni in the sense of beer. You don't have to get rid of it out of the house on Erev Pesach of the fourth year of the Shemitah and the Erev Pesach of the seventh year of the Shemitah, which you do have to do when you declare that I have got rid of everything out of my house, all the miser. Beshama hold, Kerem Revoi, the fourth year's fruits, are not the same as Maaseh Sheni in these respects. In respect of taking up Yerushalayim, yes. Eating it in Yerushalayim, yes. Redeeming it, yes. But not adding a fifth and not having the din of beer. Beer means they have to get rid of it out of your house by Erev Pesach on the seventh and fourth year of Shemitah. However, Uvei Silel Omrim Yesh Lohi. They shall say it does have, but that Kerem Revoi, the fourth year's fruits, do have a din, exactly like Maaseh Sheni, that if you exchange it for money, you have to add a fifth. Adding a fifth, of course, means what we call adding a quarter. So $100 worth of fruits, if you want to redeem it, you'll have to add $25, not 20. It's a fifth of the new amount of 125. And they also hold that you have to make beer on that Erev Pesach of each of those years, the seventh and the fourth year of Shemitah. Beis Hillel learn Igzereshav, a like expression with the word Kodesh. It says the word Kodesh, Kodesh Hilulim Lashem, when it talks about the fourth year's fruits. And by Maaseh Sheni it says, Kol Maaseh Oretz Kodesh Lashem. Just like Maaseh Sheni, therefore, has a chomesh and din of beer, so too fruits of the fourth year will have the din of chomesh and beer. Beis Shammai do not learn this Igzereshav, and therefore it's not compared to Maaseh Sheni. Beis Shammai Omrim, Yesh Lo Peret V'Yesh Lo Elolos. They hold that the law of Peret, which is a single grapes that have dropped off as you've been collecting the grapes, and Elolos are those clusters, which are those branches which only have single clusters coming, not bunched up, nor does it have drops at the end, those Elolos. They do apply in the laws of the fourth year's fruits as well, just like any other year of the vineyard's growth. Even though it requires to be redeemed, nevertheless, it's still called momen bailim. It's still called owned by the owners, and therefore you must leave it for the poor, the peret and the lelos. And they will have to redeem it, of course. V'hanim, podin latzmon. The poor will get those fruits, those grapes, the peret and the lelos. This only applies to vines for sure. And they will have to take it up to Yerushalayim or poid it and redeem it for money, take the money up to Yerushalayim. They argue, they say no. The owners are allowed to press the grapes of the entire vineyard, whether they are peret there, whether the lelos there. The poor people, the anim, are not entitled to peret and lelos in the fourth year's growth. Beis Hillel hold that the kerem revoi, the fruits of the vine of the fourth year, are called momen gevoya. It is exactly like Maaseh Sheni. They hold that we compare to Maaseh Sheni, just like Maaseh Sheni is called momen gevoya. It's called Hashem's property, not the property of the owners. So too, the kerem revoi, the fourth year's growth of a vine, is also called the momen of Hashem, momen gevoya, and therefore the anim are not entitled to it. Not even to their normal peret and halelos. Mishnah Zayin. Our Mishnah continues to teach about the laws of halelos. Kerem shekuloy halelos. What happens if you have a vineyard that's all halelos? That means that in the entire vineyard, there's not a single cluster that has kosif or notif. Every one of them are all halelos. They're all these infant-like branches. Normally, you give it to the poor. But here, there's nothing left for the owner. What happens now? Rabbi Eliezer Emel Balabais. He says, in that case, the entire vineyard will stay with of the fruits of the entire vineyard will belong to the owner. He doesn't have to give anything to the poor. Rabbi Akiva Omer Lo'anim. He says, Rabbi Akiva says Lo'anim to the poor. He holds that it's all oilalos. All oilalos. Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, Kisiv tzor loisa oilal. Rabbi Eliezer says, it says by the olelos, when you harvest, do not take all the olelos. From which we learn that one who harvests his vineyard is chayev to leave the olelos for the poor. But if ain botzer, if there's nothing for the harvest, if there's nothing to harvest for the owner, minayin lelelos, where's he going to have olelos? Why should the nim get their dues? And therefore, if you have a vineyard which is all olelos, then it goes to the balabais. It's only kisivtza, when the owners can harvest something for themselves, then you leave what's due for the poor in the botzer and elelos. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva argues, he says, v'chamcha loisa oila. There is a pasuk that says, your kerem loisa oila, you shall not take the elelos. And that teaches us, afilu kula elelos. Even if the entire vineyard happens to be only elelos, consisting only of these single branches that have these single clusters coming off, nevertheless, you leave it for the poor and not the owner. Ayim kein loma ne'amar kisivtzor loisa oilu. So why does it say kisivtzor when you harvest, then loisa oilu, implying that you have to first, that you have to have something for yourself, the owner has to have some betzira, some harvest for himself first? Says Rabbi Akiva, ein la'anim ba'oleilos kodem abotze. That's simply telling us that the poor can't come and claim their dues of these oilos, these infant-like branches, before the owner has started the harvesting. Now, what does it mean? What's called harvesting? The mission doesn't say how much is botzir. And here we have the some farshim say that botzir is shlosha eshkolos shem oisim revia. It is three clusters which will produce a quarter. And here again, it's not clear what a quarter means. Some say it means, most of Farsha means, it means a quarter of a log, a revius of a log of wine, about 86 grams. Others say it means rova hakav, which is a quarter of a kav, not a revius, that's four times the size. That would be an entire log, about half a liter, much more. If you've harvested, once the owner's harvested enough grapes to produce the revius, either the first pshat, the revius, of a log of wine, or according to the other pshat, one log of wine, a quarter of a kav, once he's harvested that much, then the poor can come and claim the olelos. They can come and take the branches that are the infant-like branches of the vine. In Yerushalmi, they say that, what does Rabbi Eliezer do with kamach olos olel? Because he learned that that if your vineyard is all olelos, you don't keep it. You can keep it. You don't keep it to the poor. He will learn that kamach olos el comes to teach us that you shouldn't think, since the poor can't get any of the olelos before he starts the harvest, well, maybe the balak kerem, the owner of the vineyard, will go quickly, and he'll take all the olalos, which would have gone to the poor, before he starts the harvest. So therefore comes the tailor comes and tells us, no, don't try that trick. Do not take the olalos, whether it's in the time of the harvest or whether it's before the harvest, don't do that.